immediately. We were in the middle of nowhere, and I knew the emergency responders would take a long time to find us. Anyway, after calling 911, I lay Rosie on her side to make sure she was able to breathe. Then I lay down next to her and put our coats over us to keep us warm. When the paramedics arrived, they took Rosie straight to the hospital. She was fine in the end, but I found the whole thing really scary. Speaker 4.
A few years ago, I remember I was playing soccer in the park with some friends, and I suddenly had a terrible nosebleed. The blood was just pouring from my nose. I tried stuffing my nose with tissues, but it didn't make any difference. One of my friends told me to press ice on my face, but of course, we didn't have any ice there. Then another friend told me to pinch the soft part of my nose just under the bridge, and eventually it would stop. I didn't really believe him, but I tried it, and it worked.
Speaker 5.
My friends and I were having a barbecue at my house when it happened. My friend Diane suddenly started coughing and excused herself from the table. Her boyfriend, Martin, went after her, and we didn't think anything more of it until we heard Martin shouting for help because Diane couldn't breathe. By this time, she was turning blue, and she was clutching at her throat. I told Martin to call an ambulance, and then I hit Diane hard on the back several times. Suddenly, an enormous piece of meat shot out of her mouth, and she could breathe again. Oh, we were all really shocked when it was over, especially Diane.
File 2A, Listening. Speaker 1.
Last summer, I was sitting in my yard enjoying the sun when I heard my next-door neighbor suddenly cry out. Mrs. Thomas is 93 years old and she lives alone, so I raced over to her house to see what was wrong. The kitchen door was open, so I went in and found her on her knees with her head resting on the table. She'd fallen and cut her head, and there was blood everywhere. I grabbed a towel, folded it up, and pressed it onto the wound to stop the bleeding. Then I called an ambulance. She had to have stitches when she got to the hospital, and they kept her in the hospital that night for observation. But she went home the next day.
Speaker 2.
The only time I've ever had to use first aid was on a skiing trip to Canada. I'd gone with a few friends, and we were having a great time, until disaster struck. One of my more adventurous friends was skiing down one of those slopes that is really only for experts, and he suddenly lost control and crashed into a tree. By the time we reached him, he was in a lot of pain, and his leg was at a really strange angle. The only thing we could do was to put snow around his leg to stop the pain and call an ambulance to take him to the hospital for an X-ray. In fact, his leg was broken in 3 places.
Speaker 3. I had a bit of a scare once when I was out with a friend walking our dogs. My friend Rosie suddenly fell and hit her head on the ground. She lost consciousness almost